Tim, thank you for agreeing to meet me here. I just have a quick thing that I want to run past you. So we did the scorecasting pod last year, and I'm really excited to go ahead and, go through and check the numbers, run the numbers against the actual numbers on Rotten Tomatoes, see how we did. I ran them for myself. I'm pretty excited to tell you how I did personally. The problem is when I went to run your numbers, you didn't actually give numerical predictions. You just kind of gave a general opinion that you have about how the movie's going to go.
Yeah, I don't believe in numbers. I don't believe in math. I don't believe in science. I think the earth is flat and we should be allowed to do whatever we want. I feel like I'm a free spirit in that way. And so, yeah, I'm happy with what we did last year.
Cool. Well, look, you know that I'm supportive of you doing your own research. You know that
Yes,
I've always
yes.
been supportive of that.
I have my news sources and I stick to them.
Right. I was just wondering if maybe just for the sake of entertaining the audience, if you wouldn't mind, I have a collection here of sound bites of your predictions from last year. I was wondering if you might be able to listen to those sound bites and try to assign some numerical values to them. Would that be all right? Would you be open to that?
This is a big ask. I feel like the audience probably has probably read my mind in a lot of these situations. We've been together for so long now that they probably knew exactly what numerical score I was actually giving with my predictions. So I think this will be super easy peasy, Kevin. I think I will. This is easy to do, and I'll do it for you as a favor from one friend to another.
Tim, I deeply appreciate that. I deeply appreciate that. This first one that I'm going to play, we already have. You did give an audience percentage for this one. It must have been right before you developed your convictions. So for this first one, all I need is a critic score. Let's see how this goes.
This can be like a 60. This is going to be a critics. You know what? I think this is going to be like a critics like in the 70s, an audience like 89.
So based on that audience 89, where do you think you would have put that critic score?
I think the critic score is a 74. That's what I think. That's what I believe deep in my heart.
74,
I said mid
writing that
70s,
down.
74, 89. I think that's a pretty solid score.
Sure. I think that's great. All right, cool. Moving on to the next one. This one we need both a critic and an audience score for.
I have a good feeling about this. I think this is going to be a good movie. I think this is going to be, high 80s on Rotten Tomatoes, critics and audience. I think it's going to be right there. Okay, this is going to be an 88 across the board, an 88, 88.
Double 88.
Double
Okay.
88. Obviously, that's what I meant.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, next one up.
I think it's going to be great. I know it's going to be great. They did such an amazing job the first time. If this movie's half as good as that, it's going to be the best movie of the year. High 90s, both of these. Wow, high 90s, I think is oof. That's going to be like a 95 critics and a 97 audience, I think.
Awesome. I love it. Also, if these sound bites, are hard to kind of read because you don't know what movie it's about, it's because in the interest of journalistic integrity, I want to make sure that you didn't cheat and look at the actual scores that came through. Making sure that we nailed these exactly is really important to me. Again, because I am very interested for you to hear what happened with my scores.
The yin and the yang with us is what makes this podcast work. You're all
Right.
math and right brain, and I'm all goofy left brain, wearing a smock, running naked down the street, except for the smock, paints all over the place. And you're like, oh, but how fast is he running when he's doing this? And I think it makes us work, Kevin. So I have to appreciate it. It's a give and take.
Exactly. Here's clip number four.
I'm gonna fall asleep during this movie. So I don't know. Maybe I'll see it if I'm bored or we have to podcast about it. But otherwise, I think I could wait till it's on TV. Oof. Okay. I'm gonna go 82 critics
82.
and
You
like
said you were going to fall asleep.
right. So that means that the critic score is high and that the audience score is low.
God, I get it now.
If I'm going to fall asleep, I'm a man of the people. All right. So this is a movie that critics liked, but they didn't like it. And I like, if the critics are like at a 90 something, then the audience will get there. But if I'm going to fall asleep during it, critics is like 82. Audience is going to be like 58. It's going to, no, okay. It's 60, 61. 61 is the audience for that.
Okay. All right. Next one up.
I don't know how long we even need to talk about this. It's going to be great. It's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. High 90s for both of them. Or maybe not mid 90s. It's going to be like mid 90s. But it's, I love this movie. I'm going to love it. It's going to be great.
Okay. So critics 94, audience 96.
Awesome. Awesome. I love listening to these in isolation. I love it so much. This next one, Dave, another situation where for some reason you did give an audience percentage, but you did not give a critic percentage. So for this one, I just need a critic percentage.
I'll do better this year.
I think it'll be in the 80s. 87 for the audience.
One more time.
87. I think it'll be in the 80s. 87 for the audience.
In the 80s. So I'm going to say 82 critics.
82 critics. All right.
Yeah.
Next one up.
I don't see how this is good. I'm out. It's not going to be good.
That's it. That's the whole clip.
Okay. This is going to be, oof. Okay. I think we're going, 247s. They're both 47. Why not?
Wow. I like that.
It's not going to be good.
That's a bold.
I really didn't think it was going to be good.
Okay. Next one up.
This is just a good time for me. I'm all in on it. I'm not all in on it, but I'm in on it. I think it's going to be nice.
Okay, so this is a critic's 63 and an audience 82. Mm. I like these twos. You know what? Let's make this 83.
Ooh.
I think in terms of even numbers.
Can I tell you something that's incredible?
Yeah.
I have programmed into the spreadsheet where I'm filling this out. I have the actual scores and I'm running a comparison live as I'm putting it in. You nailed that 83 on the nose. You had the 82 and I was like one under. Oh, I'm so mad. All right. Next one.
I'm not excited about this. I was excited until I saw the trailer. I don't know what it's about. I don't know anything about this movie. I'm not excited to see it. All the excitement I had before this is kind of gone. I'm going to go and it's going to be good. But right now my expectations and my heart are just sinking to the floor.
Okay. This is a critic's 78 and an audience 81.
I am furious how good you're doing. There's no way this should work. This shouldn't work. You don't even know the titles of the movies. I was worried that doing this as a bit was gonna like completely throw off the reporting that we did for like our guesses for last year. You might have beaten me based on what I'm seeing so far. Oh my god.
I don't know what any of these movies are either. All we're getting is just a snippet of what I think about them. That's great. I think I just know me. You know, I'm really I've been doing a lot of good work, a lot of good deep work this year.
You are alarmingly in touch with your gut reactions. Oh, fuck. I should have been screen recording as I'm doing this. This is wild. Okay, let's see if you can keep it going. We're a little over halfway through.
I 100% agree. We don't need more of this.
100% agree. We don't need more of this. This is going to be, we don't need more of this. I'm thinking again, it's, you know, low 70s critics. So let's say 74 critic, and we're going to say 84 audience.
Okay. Next up is Halloween Ends. Oh, fuck. I got too comfortable. All right. Well, gosh. Here's I'm going to do the next. I'll do the next four out of order. And then that way, there's only four left. I'll do them out of order so that you don't know.
That'll
which
be
one
great.
Is Halloween
I'm ready
ends.
To roll.
One of these is Halloween Ends.
But
I'm right there with you.
Not excited about this movie.
That's it. Not excited about this movie. Did we do that one already? I guess I'm just not been excited about a lot of movies. Not excited about that movie. This movie means. Oof. Play it again. Can you play the clip again?
Mm-hmm. But I'm right there with you.
Not excited about this movie.
Okay. So I think
I'm with you on this one.
Yeah. So I think this is, gosh, I'm not excited about this movie. So that's going to be like an 80, like an 82 critics, and it's going to be like a 73 for the audience. I feel like you jinxed me with your rambunctious attitude.
I might have a little bit.
Now I'm questioning myself. Now I'm questioning myself. You know, you got me in my head, you know.
You gotta get out of that place. Gotta get out.
Gotta get back into it. Gotta get back in touch with me. Hey Tim, how you doing, bud? It's all right. Remember, there's no pressure here. Just the millions of listeners in India.
This franchise has taken a real downward turn. You really think they're going to pull out of this nosedive successfully, Kevin? No. It's going to end. It's time for it to end. I'm done with this.
This seems like Halloween Ends. I'm going to go with, you know, a 32 critic score and like a 56 audience score.
The audience score on that one was 57. All right. Here we go. Just two left.
Yep.
This sucks. I think this is sad. I'm sad. I'm sad about this movie. I want it to be great, but also there's so many things involved. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's just going to be an experience though.
I know what movie this is. This is definitely Black Panther. With that knowledge, I feel like I'm cheating the system, but this sucks. Yeah, it's definitely Black Panther and everybody loved that. So it's like, you know, high 80, it's like going to be 89 and 93.
The jinx has lifted. All right. Last one.
That was like a specific level of sad. Like that was definitely Black Panther, right?
Oh, yeah.
There was a specific sadness in my voice in that moment where I'm like, it would only be associated with Black Panther and Lupita Nyong'o. Not Lupita Nyong'o. No, who am I thinking of? I like Lupita, but who's the girl that's awful? Whatever. I don't even want to know her name. I don't remember her name. Yeah, she's the worst. The anti-vaxxer, transphobe. You know, it was just sad. It was just, I don't know. Really brought down the podcast.
But we got one left.
Good. Let's do it.
What you got on this one?
They're just cashing in an IP. I mean, I don't really see how this is a good movie. I don't know. I don't see how this is going to be good. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited to watch it, but it's not going to be good.
Okay. This is going to be an audience. No, this is a critics, 61 and an audience 78.
Amazing. All right. Oh, I'm so excited to go through these with you. This is wonderful. And to find out how Tim did guessing these scores, you're going to have to tune in to our scorecasting episode, which if you're hearing this is already out. So just go browse on over there and listen to it. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Nerdy for 30. We'll see you on the other one.
Bye. Can't believe we got to wait till scorecasting.
I know. It's now.
It's now.